From the RFC studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, I am Brian Kilby, and this is the RFC Daily Transformers News Update. Going to do something a little bit different today in preparation for Toy Fair. Today's update is actually a segment from Radio Free Cybertron, episode 609, which you can get at tfradio.net or go directly to the episode at tfradio.net/609. In this clip, we talk about the news about upcoming BotBots and the new Cyberverse Spark Armor battle figures. In addition to that, just wanted to give you an update that Bumblebee will arrive on digital platforms March 19th and on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD on April 2nd. And you can, of course, pre-order that at tfradio.net/BBMovie. And before we go to the clip with the news, I do want to remind everyone that our Toy Fair live stream happens on Saturday, February 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be talking about all of the news coming from Hasbro's press event. It's our biggest event all year. Join us. Go to tfradio.net/live. Watch it along with us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at tfradio for more. They posted photos of upcoming BotBot sets. What is it? Seven sets?
More than seven sets, but I think seven photos showing off the various new tribes.
Yeah, they didn't seem to have stock photos of everything.
So, there is a rubber ducky. Oh my god.
There's a rubber ducky.
There's a rubber ducky.
There's a player piano.
Okay, is that a soccer ball? Are they just messing with us? Where's our basketball?
Well, if the deco is just painted on and is not like sculpted surface elements, they can easily redeco as a basketball.
Yeah, we need a basketball before we need a soccer ball.
But I need a rubber ducky before I need anything else at all. Unfortunately, that's a Series 3 thing, so I gotta wait until, like, August.
Aww. There's also a snowman. The snowman looks cool.
And by then, it'll be canceled.
Yeah, ooh, and a pumpkin. There's a really weird-looking pumpkin.
There's an avocado. There's candy corn.
And grapes.
Wait, there's a candy corn?
There's a Christmas tree, too. Oh, how terrible is that? That's great. Oh, I really like some of these.
One of the ones that appears in that pictured the names of these, it's, you know, bot names are just crazy. One of them is actually named Steve from accounting.
I'm going to assume he's a calculator.
I mean, that would make sense. Yeah, calculator or adding machine.
And look, there's a pacifier.
The
and
player piano is amazing.
The piano, it? Yeah.
I the drum set.
Yeah, there's a drum set. Yeah,
and I'm assuming that the one with the sombrero turns into a maraca.
That would make sense.
I mean, the point we're dancing around here, and what's really, you know, what really matters most is BotBots are love, and this continues to be true through 2019.
Yes.
Is that a speaker perched on the back of the sheet music back there?
Maybe.
I think it is.
Some of these that are actually in robot mode, I can't even tell what they are.
Same.
Yeah. And there's a few in here where it looks like there is, like, right away at least two different deco variations of them.
Yeah, like the drums and...
And the maraca, I think.
The plunger is now yellow?
Yellow. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's supposed to be in, you know, in combination with the music-themed ones.
Possibly maybe it's a bell.
Probably right.
Hey, so...
That's the worst redeco idea.
Yep.
Making a plunger into a bell.
So noted Transformer Supersite Kotaku posted photos of new Cyberverse figures for 2019. The only thing that matters is there's a Skybite.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll buy any of the other ones, although Battleship Bumblebee is kind of cool looking.
Optimus is cool.
Optimus Prime has an arc.
Okay, so my problem I'll get to my problem with that in a minute, but I just want to finish my original thought here. I will buy Skybite, even if that's the only one of these that I buy, because it looks like a decently capable little Skybite figure, which just happens to come with some weird little drill tank armor.
It saves my day.
Yeah, pretty much. So my problem with the $50 Optimus with the Arc is that the Arc, which is the only part I'm actually interested in, is going to be tiny and hollow.
Uh-huh.
That's my problem with that. And when it turns up at Ross in 18 months for like $22, yes, possibly then. More likely if it turns up at $18.
Okay, well, I've got a question. Bumblebee wearing the battleship. Mm-hmm. What is the ship supposed to represent? I mean, what?
A battleship?
A battleship.
Yeah. You sink my battleship. Hasbro's no, battleship.
There is no significance.
Okay.
It is just a battleship.
See, I think
the battleship is just a battleship.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just, I have this thing, naval warfare is kind of a thing for me.
Yeah, I don't think I put as much thought into it as you are, Don.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out how that relates to Bumblebee and Transformers.
Well, we need something with a lot of guns on it to turn into armor.
Yeah.
There was that animated Hydro Drive Bumblebee.
Oh, no.
That only came out with Tara.
So horrible. I think I got tripled that for Christmas one year, so I should take that back. So there are different price classes. $14.99 Battle Class, which has Prowl, Skybite, Jetfire, and Starscream. What else do they have? The $25 Elite Class, which is Megatron, Optimus, and Bumblebee. That's today's update. I'll be back in your feed on Saturday, February 16th, and on your ALEXA. With all the news that you need to know from Toy Fair 2019. I've been Brian Kilby, and this is your RFC Daily Transformers News Update.